As of this month, Iowa has a new children's mental health system. Lawmakers have set up a system much like the adults system to ensure there are much-needed core services for uninsured children across Iowa. But the legislation the governor signed in May came without long-term state funding. And now that it's officially in place, one major question still looms. Who's actually going to pay for it? Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports.
Lori Elam says she's proud of the new mental health services recently rolled out in eastern Iowa.
You know, we have a crisis hotline, we have a warm line, we have care coordinators who help families coming into the EDs, the emergency rooms. We have care coordinators in our communities working with their mental health centers.
Elam is the CEO of the Eastern Iowa Mental Health and Disability Service Region. She says she's ready to expand these services to children. But Elam says she's already worried about how to fund it.
Many of those services are 24/7 type services that are costly. And, you know, we want to do well for all of our citizens, but we just have to have the funding there to do that.
These mental health services are funded regionally through property tax levies. Elam says the counties in her region are at their levy cap. And she doesn't think this will bring in enough to cover the new mandated services.
It's kind of a scary unknown. We don't know necessarily who's out there and who needs help and what this is going to cost us.
Other regions have similar concerns.
We figured out what it would take for our region to survive for 2 years.
Bill Leopold is on the governing board for the Northwest Iowa Care Connection region.
And at the end of that 2 years, we would have, I think it was $161 in our balance, in our bank account.
Unlike the Eastern Iowa District, the six counties in Leopold's district have not hit their levy cap. Leopold says many county supervisors voted against raising their levies after the bill passed, because they think the state should kick in more funding.
And I agree with them, they should, but how are you going to get them to do that?
State lawmakers say the law is just the first step in creating the system. Democratic Senator Liz Mathis says one of the next steps is to address funding in the next legislative session. But she says first, it's critical the regions assess their services and budgets.
They're saying you're asking us to do one more thing that will burden our county or our regional taxpayers. But what we're saying is, this is a responsibility that we have to look at.
Mathis says the state will already be funding many of these services through Medicaid. This is something also emphasized by Republican State Representative Joel Fry, who chairs the House Health and Human Services Budget Committee.
Only 3% of Iowa children are uninsured, and therefore only 3% of Iowa children across the state do the mental health regions have to worry about picking up on the back of that region.
But some mental health advocates say it's not that simple. National Alliance on Mental Illness Iowa Director Peggy Huppert says there are a lot of mental health services that insurance doesn't cover.
There are huge gaps, and somebody has got to pay for that.
Huppert says she's concerned things aren't moving fast enough to deal with these complex financial issues by next session. Just last week, the governor's office announced the new state Children's Mental Health Board, a board that was supposed to be in place by July 1st. Huppert's been reappointed to this board and is ready to get to work.
We need to start hearing from the regions about what they're doing or what they're not doing and understand what's going on with that.
Under the new law, Iowa's 13 mental health regions are required to submit their plans for the children's system by April next year. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.